a diabetes breakthrough.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome aboard, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another edition of Auto World. It is Earth Day 2012, that is right, and we're going to be celebrating Earth Day here on the broadcast. In the first hour, we're going to be joined by Mark Evans, our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical issues, an ASC-certified mechanic and a gentleman that can help you save money at the gas pump or save you money when it comes to repairing your car with emissions problems. So we're going to be talking to Mark a little bit about Earth Day and lots more in this hour of the broadcast. Hour number two, Marie Boyens from Wash Drops is going to be joining us. She actually had a party today at her house celebrating Earth Day and was demonstrating the Wash Drops product, something that Mark Evans is very familiar with. And we're going to be talking to Marie a little bit about the party and the Earth Day sweepstakes that they have going on at their Facebook site right now. Also joining us in hour number two of the broadcast, he is the publisher of AutoInform.com, Ken Zeno. And we're going to be talking about a wide variety of issues regarding electric vehicles and some other things cooking in the legislative works involving the Environmental Protection Agency and lots more. In hour number three of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, a representative of the Ford Motor Company is going to be along to tell us about Ford's initiative as far as being a green company and some of the very interesting materials that they're using in building new vehicles these days. Things like soybeans and seats, and probably the one that made me laugh the most was in the not-too-distant future, they're going to be using old U.S. currency. That's right, dirty dollars, so to speak, as insulation in a lot of vehicles. Our telephone number is toll-free from all across North America, and we encourage you to use it, so don't be a stranger. Please dial us up at any time, and also you can email me. Let me first give you my email address, and that is Bob at Bob Long Radio, B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O .com. And the toll-free number, 855-660-4261. On this Earth Day 2012, let's go to the great state of Idaho and welcome our go-to guy, on-site producer for Auto World and mechanical expert, Mr. Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Well, happy E-Day to you, Bob.
Yeah, happy E-Day to you, too.
You know what that E stands for? It could stand for Evans, or it could stand for Earth Day.
Well, very good. That is true. So this day could be devoted entirely to you, come to think of it.
Boy, that would be horrible if that happened, though. I would have to be in front of the microphone and probably the TV cameras and answering to a lot of questions and giving them good answers, huh?
That's right. You have to keep you on your feet. Our good friend Marie will be with us in the second hour of the broadcast, and she's actually got a contest going on right now at Facebook.com. It's a Earth Day initiative. We encourage people to take a look at that. I'm going to log on to the official Facebook page here for Wash Drops and tell you a little bit more. But here's a product that you're quite familiar with, and you've had great success with it, and you've given a lot of samples away to your friends and family.
I have. In fact, I just got back here at the house, and I had this is pretty bad, Bob, but it's the truth. I actually had one of the bags that Marie sent me, with the wash drop packets in it. I actually had that in my little Jeep here, and it's 'tis the season. It's warm, so I put the convertible top down, and I actually have a little bag of wash drops in the back. Because you never know, those Jeeps get pretty dirty, I got to keep clean looking. So,
yeah.
But I just threw some packets to a friend of mine that lives He lives in, it's called Wilderness Ranch, and it's about 20 miles up out of Boise in the mountains. It's a really neat spot. You can live there one house and have your house and cabin all in one and just commute back and forth 20 miles and be living in the mountains. And I threw in some wash drops, and he said, like, what's this? Because, you know, he hadn't heard of wash drops yet. And I said, well, let's throw some in a bucket. You got a little bit of water at the kitchen sink there. So he said, yeah, yeah. So we did it. So it just so happened we... You know, talking about Earth Day and stuff, he was washing his little Jeep Wrangler that he's got, too, today before I headed back to my house and using wash drops. He said, hey, Mark, I don't need my hose anymore. And I said, no, you need to say goodbye to the hose. And I told him for fun, Bob, I said, you know, it's Earth Day today, and I'll be on Auto World later today. And I said, I've kind of fibbed to our listeners. I told him I threw my hose away. Well, I did throw the hose away into the recycle bin, Bob. I didn't throw it in the trash. I recycled that rubber. So, I was kidding him, my friend. I said, you know, you don't throw it away. Throw it into the recycle bin. And out here we have recycle trucks that come around and pick up all that recycle material, and they do what they do and they recycle, you know, recycle it and probably recycle it and give us back our rubber trash cans, huh?
That's true. You never can tell what they're going to do. Yeah, Wash Drops has got a thing going right now. This is the Earth Day Sweepstakes, and they're asking you, what is your green resolution for Earth Day? And you can head over to the Wash Drops Facebook page and enter, and you'll win a Super Deluxe Wash Drops prize pack. Kind of looks like the setup that we had in Los Angeles when you were with me and we were joined by Marie and her crew, and we had all kinds of Wash Drops goodies there.
Yeah, that's a nice gift, Bob. I better not let everybody know what's in it, but there was definitely a lot of items there in front of us, huh? And around the broadcast booth on the floor and all, too. So there's you know, Maria kind of splurging there. That's kind of nice of her and the company to do that to our listeners. Yes, it's really nice to, like I was telling everybody in the winter when it was cold out, I was just going and using the 5 gallon bucket and going to my kitchen sink and using the warm water at my kitchen sink and washing, you know, my vehicle in the winter here, keeping the salt off of it. You know, that's one thing I'm kind of particular about my metal. I definitely, I guess I'm Earth Day every day. I like to keep my rigs clean and keep salt and all that off. I don't like rust.
No.
It's definitely a great time to have Earth Day, too. It's spring and the warm weather and all the plants are budding out. And, of course, the itchy eyes and blowing the nose, of course, allergies are going to be hitting. But, hey, that's part of the nice warm weather we're going to get.
That is so true. Absolutely. And, you know, there are lots of things, and we touch on it here from time to time, but since it's Earth Day, we'll kind of continue on this theme a little bit here. But, again, anybody out there with any mechanical problems of any kind, Mark is an ASE-certified mechanic with more than 30 years' experience fixing vehicles, owning shops. He's a car collector as well, so if your vehicle's not running properly, if something's concerning you, whether it's a bad smell or a crazy sound or stuff leaking or perhaps an estimate from a mechanic that you're not particularly fond of, we'd love to hear from you at the toll-free number 855-660-4261. Air pressure is a simple thing that we can do, maintaining that air pressure, and that's going to help a whole lot in the fuel economy side of the fence, Mark.
It is, Bob. I was going to say, too, now, remind me here at the end of the hour for everybody, I have a dirty little secret for them, okay?
Okay. So, I like okay. This, yeah.
And this is called, it is a dirty little secret. And it's something to save everybody fuel, gas, money, and it works. I've been doing this for years, and I got the idea from helping my grandma, Bob, years ago. And so I want to share that. Just remind me, and we'll share that with them at the end of the hour. And they'll definitely want to do this. That's for sure. But air pressure? Oh, yes, definitely. We forget about our tires and forget the best thing that you could ever have in your glove box is a tire gauge. Literally, I It's right there. You open the glove box and grab the parrot gauge. What's it take to go around and check
air
pressure?
That's right. Let's talk more about it on the other side. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Diesel owners, had enough of hard starts, poor fuel mileage, and poor performance? The cause is stiction, a gummy residue that clings to injectors like cholesterol clings to arteries. Stiction robs your diesel engine of power, performance, and gas mileage. The answer? Hot Shot Secret.
This is Lee from Minnesota. I have a F-350 with a 6.0 diesel, and I had many injector problems and hard starting problems. After I added Hot Shot Secret, it now starts better, feels stronger, and my mileage went up 2 miles per gallon. I recommend Hot Shot Secret to anyone with a diesel engine.
Hot Shot Secret, the only oil additive engineered to remove stiction in all diesel engines. Clean from the inside out with Hot Shot Secret. Available nationwide at all tractor supply stores or call 800-341-6516. That's 800-341-6516 or go to hotshotsecret.com. Hot Shot Secret, powered by science.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on the broadcast on this Earth Day 2012. My name is Bob Long, along with Mark Evans. He's our expert mechanic, the in-house guy. So if there's something wrong with your vehicle, don't be a stranger. Call us at 855-660-4261 or email us, Bob at boblongradio.com. Mark, before the break, you were telling us about the importance of keeping your tires properly inflated, and this is something that lots of people just seem to neglect.
Oh, definitely, Bob. We forget about the tires, even though if we had a flat tire, the vehicle that we're driving turns into a big rock. And we can't get it moved, you know? So, firstly, again, we don't want a rock sitting next to sitting on the side of the highway and letting these cars drive by us, and don't need that. So the best little tool I've ever suggested is to buy a little tire gauge and stick it in the glove box. And there's so many different types of tire gauges. I like the little round ones.
Mm-hmm.
That actually have the numbers and the needle, and
yep.
looks like a clock, you know.
It does.
And gosh, ever since I started 30 plus years ago, I was, you know, of course, helping people with their cars, so I had to have tire gauges, and I've got some old antique ones that, you know, they're solid nickel, and when you push the stem, the little needle comes out and tells you the number, you know. And the thing is you got to have the right air pressure. And you also have to have the right tires for the kind of vehicle that you're driving. And gas mileage wise, you know, I've always used the tire word is if the person has got their truck all lifted up and these big, huge rubber monster tires on it, well, that person's not going to get as good as gas mileage as the person that has the little economical car with the, you know, 13 inch tires.
Mm-hmm.
So there's I always ask my customers and consumers out there and our listeners, you know, what did you buy? And they said, what? Because everybody's always saying, what do I do for better gas mileage? I said, well, what did you buy? They're like, what? And I says, well, what kind of mileage did you buy? Did you buy that big four-wheel drive 3 miles, 6 miles to the gallon, or did you buy an economical 40 miles per gallon vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you expect it to do? Do you want the little three-cylinder economical 50 miles to the gallon vehicle to pull your travel trailer? Well, no. That's why we bought the big four-wheel drive. So you have to have a happy medium, but overall, both those type of vehicles is you have to maintain them, and you have to make sure that the tires are inflated correctly. You have to make sure that the brakes, Bob, this is a big one, too, that the brakes aren't dragging. I've had some folks in my life, repair-wise, they had no idea that right front brake caliper on their vehicle was bad. They didn't know it because the brakes still work. But when we get it up on the lift and we're there checking the air in the tires and changing the oil, and part of our practice, we just grab the tire. It's in the air. You just spin it to see if the brakes are dragging.
Yeah.
And sure enough, you know, all of a sudden you have the right front tire when it's on the lift. There's no weight on it, of course. And you spin it, and it's sitting there not free turning. You know, it's dragging. And well, that's a brake caliper that is dragging. It's got a piston in it, and that's what applies the disc brake patch to the rotor and stops the car. And if that piston in the caliper doesn't release back, you have a set of brake pads that are dragging and grabbing, and that, you know, it's kind of like going down the road with someone on the brakes, and
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what it's doing. So here you are, your motor's having to work harder because your brakes, your one caliper could cause a person, Bob, at least 5 to 6 miles to the gallon just because one brake caliper's bad. So it's a simple little thing to do. I know a lot of our listeners have, of course, free rotation on their tires that they've purchased. You know, the tire shops, they sell tires, and they say, hey, come on anytime, and we'll rotate the tires for free. At that same time, all you got to do is ask them, hey, while it's up on the lift, can I come out and just stand there and the owner of the car, or can you guys spin that tire to see if my tires are spinning free? And you'll be amazed, Bob, that how many folks need brake calipers. And the thing there on that is, brake calipers, the only thing that makes brakes work is brake fluid. So
mm-hmm.
when you push your brake pedal, you've got a brake master cylinder that is full of brake fluid, and then that brake fluid pushes that fluid down the brake line and goes into those calipers, front and rear, wheel cylinders on the back, and some of the new cars, of course, have just brakes on the back also. But one thing that a lot of people don't know is that, you know, when you apply the brake pedal, and that fluid down there and those disc brake pads are grabbing that brake rotor, it's getting really, really hot because that's brakes grabbing metal. And a lot of our race cars today, I don't know if a lot of us, you might see an ad in a magazine and you see a picture where they see that glowing, you see the glowing rotor,
yeah.
Brake rotor.
Yeah.
And it's very, very hot. And so what you're doing there, all cars that have brakes are literally cooking the brake fluid at each wheel every single time you touch the brake pedal. So you're basically cooking that brake fluid, and it's an oil. And so we always, you and I have talked about changing oil and doing a lube oil filter and making sure the engine's ready to go, changing that oil for spring and winter, et cetera. But you have to change the brake fluid also because it's an oil and it breaks down and the heat breaks it down. That's what causes brake calipers to go out. The fluid is diluted down to nothing. It does not work anymore, and it causes the brake caliper piston to warp, causing the piston not to return. So that is huge on fuel economy. We've got to get our brakes so that your car is going down the road freewheeling, coasting, you know?
Sure.
And another thing, too, is that I'm talking about the word dragging, transmissions, automatic transmissions. If you have an automatic transmission, you got to ask yourself, Bob, a lot of the cars out there have tachometers, stock,
mm-hmm.
factory. And, you just ask yourself, hey, is my transmission shifting at the right shift points?
Mm-hmm.
You and I, we get lucky and we get to drive some of these new cars. And sometimes, Bob, I know you're guilty. I know you are. of bringing that tachometer needle up a little too far, hot rodding, right?
Yeah.
You've been caught.
I plead guilty, yes.
and I'm guilty, too. I tend to, I might be speed shifting a little bit, see how this engine's running and all, but the conventional car, automatic, we just put them in drive, and we just expect the drive to shift correctly, which it's supposed to. So if you look at your tachometer, and some people that are listening might be out there and say, gosh, Mark, you're right, I'm in drive, but for some reason my engine seems to be working a little bit hard. It seems noisier than normal. Well, what that is the motor, the transmission is not shifting early enough, and it's slipping and letting the engine run too long before it shifts.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Mark. When we come back on the other side, more gas-saving tips and mechanical advice from our good friend Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology. Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-917-8523. Supplies are limited. 800-917-8523. 800-917-8523. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep, guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We want to thank everybody who's listening anywhere across North America on great radio stations or online at GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. This is Auto World. It's Earth Day 2012. I'm alongside Mr. Mark Evans, and we're kind of tapping into Mark's vast knowledge about how to save some money at the pump, because that's something we're all looking to do these days. And again, inviting your calls if there's something wrong with your vehicle at the moment, and like a free over-the-air diagnosis or free over-the-air advice, we'd love to hear from you. 855-660-4261. Mark, as you were saying about dragging brakes, and that's something that I honestly hadn't thought of. What about parking brakes? I would imagine you probably in your day have encountered that as well.
Oh, yes. E-brakes, we call them. Emergency brakes, definitely, Bob. We've been where if the self-adjusting cable that is inside the rear, usually the emergency brake is hooked to the rear brakes of a car, and that is actually inside, there is a self-adjusting cable, and it's about the size, it depends on the type of car, but it usually runs the size of a lead of a pencil, so it's very, very small, and it is actually in there, and it's anchored on a pivot point. So every time you do touch the regular brakes, that cable pivots constantly. So it stretches. And that's the thing that I always recommend, too, when anyone gets a set of brakes done, tell them to replace the emergency brake self-adjusting cable. And if you don't, what ends up happening, Bob, is that cable stretches, and sure enough, it ends up causing the back brakes, both sides, to drag about 10%. And, you know, you don't know it because you put it in drive and you put your foot on the accelerator pedal and off you go. And there you go. I mean, you get so precise, and I do recommend to get precise with your car on little things like this, because what do they say? I mean, this has been on the national news that if you've got extra weight, if you're hauling, you know, if you've got a pickup and you always throw a couple tubes of sand back there for better traction in the winter, and you forget to take them out, you still got them in the box, and you're driving around in the summertime, and you're hauling that weight, well, not only are you trying to stop that extra weight and wearing brakes out, but you're asking your transmission and your engine to shift up and get that weight going. So always remove excessive weight also. And I've always had fun with that, Bob. It's kind of like the airlines, you know. They charge us for this extra baggage, and some don't. But I've had some fun. I thought, you know, maybe I should go buy a scale before I ask anybody to get in my car. Hey, we need to weigh you. You know, no, I don't do that.
That might be interesting, though.
Yeah, hey, you know, you weigh too much. I can't afford to drive you there.
We got to take your car, yeah.
You wouldn't have too many good friends, you know, left, I don't think, would you?
No, I think you might run into some problems there, definitely. How about some other areas that we can save money? I would imagine, you know, how a vehicle breathes, the air cleaner in older cars, carbureted cars, and even in modern fuel-injected cars, the air intake system, I'm sure, you know, if that's clogged up, you're going to be not getting optimum fuel economy.
Absolutely. And that's something, too, is that I've always used the human body for an example for everyone, is your car. I learned this actually way back in the day when I first started radio, Bob. I wanted to go to the Pinzel bottling plant and do live interviews and go through the plant and take our listeners through that plant, and I did. And I got to talk to the scientist there that actually he formulates a lot of the items for Pinzel back in that day. This is early 90s. And I found out, he told me, because I asked him, you know, I said, what about your air filters? What makes one brand better than the other? They're all just paper and air just goes through them. He said, he laughed at me, and he says, not quite, Mark. Let me show you something. And then he told me, put their brands, and he had the competitors' brands there too, on this airflow machine. And that airflow machine was basically a test machine. It was an automobile, basically, sitting there, letting airflow go through at a certain speed like our cars do. Mm-hmm. And so if you're driving down the road at 30 miles an hour, you have so much airflow going through your air filter to get to the engine so it can breathe. And he told me at that point, right then, that he told me a Chevrolet 350 V8 at 45 miles an hour will burn 300 gallons of air to every gallon of gas.
Mm.
They actually measured it, and they know that. And I'm thinking, wow. So if I'm putting, how many tanks a week of gas do I burn? One, and that's how many gallons is that? You know, you do the math on it, and it's like, oh, my goodness, that's 20 gallons. That's 300 gallons of air per gallon. That air filter is going to be dirty quick. So it's going to be plugged up. So back to the human body, Bob. I mean, when we get a cold and our sinuses are plugged and we can't breathe, we have to blow our nose, our air filter is pretty much plugged, isn't it?
It is. That's a good way of putting it.
You know, so here we are blowing our air filter out on our human body, but you know, to breathe. Well, we have to do that to our own vehicles. If you're sucking, it's a big vacuum cleaner. As soon as we turn the key on and start that car up, that truck up, whatever, it's sucking a lot of air through an air filter. So if that engine, like you said earlier, if it can't breathe, if it can't get air and a good, easy flow of air, it has to work harder to be able to get air, and working harder is going to burn more fuel. And that, on that point too, burning more fuel. Fuel injectors on our cars today, back in the day when I first started, of course, it was all carbureted drip system. gasoline just drips down the bottom of the carburetor and the motor sucks it in and burns it. And all the cars today are electronically controlled fuel injectors. Means, electricity tells the fuel injector when to open the needle and spray gasoline. That's the key point, is spray. And if your injectors don't continuously get cleaned, they get carboned up, and it drips. The needle opens up, but the gas can't get through the holes in the end of the injectors, and it drips out. And these motors today, Bob, as we know, I mean, these four-cylinders have some huge horsepower numbers and some huge torque numbers. And why those four-cylinders and those V6s have those huge numbers is because it doesn't have to work for the fuel. It gets sprayed into the combustion chamber, and that's why they have so much horsepower and torque. It doesn't have to work anymore. Well, these holes in the end of your fuel injectors are literally, I've seen them under a microscope, and one gentleman says, Mark, those holes are smaller than one hair on our head.
Mm.
That's pretty small. So how do you keep the byproduct of fuel burning, by the way, in the combustion chamber is carbon. And, of course, the byproduct of fuel once it gets out to the exhaust pipe is what? Hydrocarbons.
Mm-hmm.
Which is basically, if you put a can at the end of your exhaust pipe, you're going to have, again, the numbers are huge on water, gallons of water. And, I mean, I'm talking gallons. Suet is another one. And hydrocarbons, which turns into carbon. So, but inside the combustion chamber, all it takes is one bottle of fuel injection cleaner, liquid fuel cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
You uncork it, pour it in your fuel tank, and every one of those bottles usually treats 15 gallons. So you got a 30-gallon tank, put two bottles in. It then mixes with the fuel. Then that fuel goes down the fuel lines into the rail and down the injectors and keeps those fuel holes in those injectors very, very, very clean. So it sprays. And I found that I put a bottle in mine every other day.
Okay, hold that thought, Mark. We're coming right back after these messages. You're listening to Auto World.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-886-1003. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-886-1003. 800-886-1003.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
It is Earth Day 2012. My name is Bob Long, along with Mark Evans. We're telling you how to save money at the gas pump, because it's on everybody's mind these days with the price of gas way up there. We all need to save money, and Mark has been telling us about tire pressure and also about air intake systems and lots of other things, including dragging brakes. And Mark, before that hard network break, you were making a point, so why don't you continue to tell us a little bit more about the air intake systems and fuel injectors?
Well, Bob, the air injection system, air intake on your car's got to breathe, and making sure that an air filter is not plugged up. And a lot of folks might be wondering, well, how soon, Mark, how often should I replace my air filter? And if you're changing your oil, which I'd recommend every 4,000 to 5,000 miles in that area, every other oil change, Bob, is when you should basically, truthfully, just grab the air filter and throw it away. So 10,000 miles, and you'd be amazed. And what's the easiest way to check? A lot of people, here's a great one too that's probably still happening out there in some garages, shops, and at home. People that have an air compressor, they say, hey, air filter, prices, Mark, are going up. Why? I'll just blow it out. Mm-hmm. I'll take my air compressor and blow it out. Well, hey, that's impressive. You're saving money. Well, Bob, as I learned back in the day, we were talking earlier from the scientist in the Pinzo lab, he did do that. He took that air blow gun and he blew that apart. And that's exactly what he did. Those air filter elements, the paper in there is a special paper to let air flow through that air filter in a certain direction, because that's where the air is coming from the external coming into the internal. And if you take that and you blow the opposite way, what you're doing is just basically breaking up all the dirt that gets sucked into that air filter. You're breaking it up, making it loose. So when you put it back in, what's the engine do? It just sucks it right back in.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing that. And another thing you're doing is that you're literally blowing apart the paper air filter element itself. You're blowing it apart and shredding the paper. And so you look at this under a microscope, and all of a sudden what do we see as repair shops is that we hear and see engines. We see blown head gaskets. We see oil that's broke down and caused rod bearings to spin. because you can't put paper products in oil. It just doesn't quite get through and circulate into an engine correctly and make an engine run a long time. So you don't want to do that. And, you know, I was talking about, you know, the air intake and air coming in the intake, and it's got to be free, so it doesn't have to work for it. Bobby, I tell you, a long, long time ago, I had a car come in on a tow hook. It wouldn't start. And so they said, well, I think we need a, you know, it cranked over. Battery was okay. Starter's working great. It was sitting there. The motor's turning over and cranking. And they said, we got plenty of fuel in it. We hear the electric fuel pump buzzing in the fuel tank in the back, but it won't start, Mark. So they kind of, I always ask questions and communicate and ask a lot of questions, because a lot of times when a technician or mechanic keeps asking these questions to the owner, they know their car better than anybody, and they answer them. So you end up, they help you diagnose the problem. And so I ask all these questions, and next thing you know, I get it up and get it in the lift, and we do our test, and we check the fuel pump pressure, we check for spark, we do a scan on the engine light, OBD2 connector. It didn't tell us that we had any electric sensors bad. And, you know, I'm scratching her head, and I'm going, wait a minute. We checked the air intake, it's open, but guess what, Bob? We took the, I call them the RoboCop saw, it's a reciprocal saw with the cutoff blade on them.
Yeah.
And we literally, I plugged that little saw into the 110 outlet, man, put the safety glasses on, and I cut in front of the catalytic converter about halfway through the pipe. So I didn't cut all the way through because I didn't want the catalytic converter to fall completely off and drag, and then I had to weld it back up. All I was checking to see if that car would start with just one slice of a metal blade through that exhaust pipe, and it did.
Huh.
So my whole point is that the catalytic converter was plugged up. So the engine, you know, you take a piston, and it has to come down, which sucks in air. But then it sucks in air from the air intake, but then when it fires the fuel in the combustion chamber, and it sends the piston down, sucks it in, and goes back up. That's where you get your power. Where's the exhaust air going? It can't get out. So it won't start. It won't run. And just by cutting that one slice, that it was a Buick, it started right up. And, of course, I had noisy exhaust because I had cut that line in there. So I just said, that's it. Called the customer, priced a catalytic converter, let them know what catalytic converter costs, and they couldn't believe it. That car, Mark's only got 90,000 miles. Well, again, do the math on it, and you figure out that how many pounds of carbon, hydrocarbons, come out their exhaust that turn into carbon and plug up the honeycomb that's in the catalytic converter. Because that's all a catalytic converter is it looks like a honeycomb.
Mm-hmm.
When you cut one open. So it's designed to take all the emissions, the waste that would kill all of us. If we didn't have them, we would have dirty air and we wouldn't be able to breathe. So I call it all the sewage that comes out when a piston burns fuel, it has sewage called exhaust, and that mm-hmm. catalytic converter captures all of it. So we put a new catalytic converter on there. Instantly, the exhaust on this Buick was getting out freely. The air intake could come in freer too then, see? So it works both ways. And, you know, I think that's the same way with our human body too, Bob, isn't it?
That's true too. Very good. What about synthetic oil, Mark? Is it true that you can get better fuel economy by using synthetic oil?
Absolutely. You know, if you take a connecting rod with a rod bearing on it, that's just a bearing between the connecting rod and the crankshaft. Crankshaft's what the pistons are hooked to. And you take a lubricant, and let's say you don't put any lubricant or any oil at all in an engine and try to start it up. Sooner or later, it's metal to metal and it won't even spin. It'll lock up. So if you get a synthetic oil, which synthetic oil versus a conventional type of oil, now one thing I want to point out too, is conventional oil, it's kind of confusing sometimes. A lot of people will go to that API, Automotive mm-hmm. Petroleum Institute, is what that stands for, on a bottle of oil. It's a little star with API on it. And around that star, you'll see these letters, you know, CC, CD, CE, SF, SE. Bob, it just gets you completely confused, you know? You don't, what's what, you know? And what all this is, you know, EPA, that's one good thing I gotta say. Talk out loud big time. Tip my hat to them. They've actually stated that, in fact, these oil companies have to meet or exceed their ratings. So what that is a chemical base, kind of like making a chocolate cake. They want that chocolate cake, in this case oil, to be correct so motors out there will be not only lubricated correctly, but the stickers you see on the door when you buy a brand new car, and that those vehicles are rated according to the weight of oil that's in the engines, literally. So if you take a new car and put 1040 in it, it will not get as good as gas mileage as if it had 530 in it. So, again, then you step up and put synthetic 530, and you'll get 2 more miles to the gallon with that same vehicle. So what I'm saying is that you're saying, go back to the cake. If you're building a chocolate cake, and Bob, you do a chocolate cake and you don't put any icing on it, but I do in the same contest, I guarantee that my people that eat my chocolate cake with the chocolate icing will like mine better than yours. Okay? So that's what I'm saying with oil, is that your engines out there, synthetic oil has got more ingredients in it to withstand more heat and also withstand higher revs, higher RPMs. So you're covered. So if a person thinking that they're going to go ahead and put, truthfully, if I have the same truck, I don't care about the brand, same size engine, one gentleman's got, we have 2 Fords, or we have 2 Dodges, or 2 Chevys, or whatever, and we're going up that hill, and we're both towing the 9,000-pound camp trailers. My friend's got conventional oil 1030, and I have synthetic 1030. At the end of our camp trip, I will get better mileage than what he did. Guarantee it. By at least 1 to 2 miles per gallon. Because the synthetic oil that is in it is designed to withstand and it's slicker, I guess is the best word. The engine doesn't have to work as hard.
It makes sense. Mark, hang with us and we'll keep you on with Marie. This is Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.